Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets! Man, it's Friday, and let's get it on. You know what time it is. It's the streets.
Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you fly.
Got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruz. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parking.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, I'm sorry about that. It's your boy T-Row, L Boogie. It's the first of the month. Oh, you know what it is. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Before we get started, what's the deal, bro? How you enjoying this Frenzy Friday, August 1st, 2014?
Oh, you know I'm excited, L Boogie. It's Friday, man. We got the basketball jumping off. We got the white versus the blue tonight. The USA, they jumping it off. Man, look, we got football. Did you hear me? I said we got football. Oh, we got a game coming up. Even though it's Hall of Fame, it don't matter. But we got a game. That's all that matters. Preseason. Oh, L Boogie, it's going down, man. A lot of talk about what Roger Goodell gave Ray Rice, so we going to talk about that. Oh, and you know what else we got to talk about? Major League Baseball trades. It was some trades that went down, L Boogie, in the Major League. Might be Some of them trades just might want to get somebody a World Series championship, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we definitely go see about that. And, you know, we got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about, man. But football, I say football, it's back, baby. What do you want to talk about first, L Boogie?
Man, you already know what I want to talk about first is what's hot. The baseball trades in the league that just, you know, that just happened before the deadline.
Ooh,
and one of the big trades is David Price going over to the Detroit Tigers. What do you think about that? Think about this lineup, Rolf. You got Scherzer. You got Verlander. You got Price. And you got Gonzalez. That's four starters right there you got to contend with, especially when you get to go with this pennant race. Were you surprised that Tampa Bay got rid of the ace?
I'm not surprised that Tampa Bay got rid of David Price, but what I am surprised by is where he ended up. How you gonna end up in Detroit? They already got two Cy Young winners. Now you gotta add a third. I mean, come on, man. It's just something about the American League and the Western Conference, and it don't make sense, El Boogie. How can the good get great? See, now, this reminds me of the Yankees back in the day. I used to be mad at the Yankees. Now I'm about to be mad at the Tigers. Because I don't understand, El Boogie. This is just, how you just don't let a Cy Young winner go to a Cy Young winning squad? And then you let John Lester from Boston go to Oakland? Oh, my God. They don't want to see the Rangers successful. I'm just saying, El Boogie, this don't make no sense at all, dog. But I'm saying this. It's big for the Detroit Tigers to have David Price. I'm not surprised that he got shipped over within the trades because he was talked about last year getting traded. Somehow, some way he survived, and this year he didn't survive the cut. So, you know what it is, El Boogie. He was gone. We just didn't know when. And if you watch SportsCenter, you know, he thought the trading deadline was the day before. But lo and behold, he did not know that it was one more day. And he still got traded. So, yeah, much love in Tampa for getting rid of him anyway.
Yeah, I was very shocked about that. You had, you know, Masterson being from the Cleveland Indians being traded to St. Louis, and John Lester being traded over to the John Lester being traded. Wow, I'm sorry, bro. You know, a lot is going on in the streets that we talk. We know we got this hot topic jumping off with the blue versus the white in the game, and I just was, you know, chiming about that on Twitter about what I'm very interested to see what Derrick Rose did, and he just did something very unique. So I'm not even going to give that away, but I'll wait. That's what it threw me off. But the John Lester trade, he won two World Series with Boston. What do you think about him, Rose? He went to the Oakland A's, am I correct?
Yeah, that pisses me off because it's in my division. And anything that got to do with the Texas Rangers, man, it's just Oakland again. How can the good get greater? It don't make sense. Hey, man, they taking a page out of the Yankees book, but I will give the Oakland A's credit for going out and waiting to the last minute. You know what I mean? And you got a guy in John Lester who you know is going to come up big in big game situations. Won both of his World Series games last year, so I mean, dog, he's a young stud, got two World Series rings, and then coming to Oakland, who's on fire right now, like you say, part of that California mix with all those teams having successful seasons this year. So, I mean, man, it's going to be great to see because I did see a little stat that shows that when teams make a trade on the last day of the deadline, they usually play in the championship. Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Boston just was letting them go. They also let John Lackey go to the St. Louis Cardinals, who was also a good pitcher. I believe won a game in the World Series last year. What you talking about John Lackey being, you know, traded over to St. Louis, another team who just might end up in the World Series?
Honestly, I'm not really impressed with John Lackey. He's okay. He didn't fare well with the Angels. Then Boston got him and thought he was going to do well. I mean, he did okay last year, but he's maybe with that team he'll do great because they want to do it just like how in Boston. But Lackey is just average to me. He's no John Lester. He's no David Price. He might be he's not the number one guy. He wasn't the number one guy in Boston. So I don't give him, you know, it'd be great for their lineup, but who knows? He might be a middle reliever when it comes down to, you know, playing ball, in the playoffs. So, and who knows if they'll make it. I mean, it's a lot of time left. Who is that? Milwaukee is trying to make some noise. You have Pittsburgh, you know, dangerous. So who knows what's going to happen with, you know what I'm saying, St. Louis. Lackey does help. It brings depth to the you cannot have enough good pitching. So I'm intrigued about that. But I'm looking at this Lester situation. You know what I mean? So I want to see what he does up in Oakland. Would that propel them to get to the World Series?
Right.
It really wasn't no big bats dealt around. I thought Ryan Holloway would have been traded.
I thought so,
but
too,
he
because he's been bent a couple of times this season already. And so for a guy of his talent, I thought maybe he would also get traded as well, L. Boogie. So I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised your Yankees didn't make any moves, like they normally do. But, it is what it is with the baseball. It's amazing that nothing happened to the very last day, you know, where everybody just started to see a lot of people going different places. So that's one thing about baseball. You never know what's going on. At least in football and basketball, you get a hunch. You'll get a hunch in this here baseball game. And I want to give a big shout out to Elbrick. I had to send a tweet out to my homeboy Stephen A. You know, I disagree with the four-letter you sports station for kicking my dog off for a week, man. I ain't like that. Because he had something to say. Come on, man. You know Stephen A don't bite his tongue. You knew what was coming. That's why you got him on first take. I'm disappointed, Elbrick.
Just like the three-letter word in any sport, NHL, NBA, NFL, you are not bigger than the Shield. You are not bigger than ESPN. And see, that's the thing about it. We think it's freedom of speech, but it's not. Especially when things you want to say that's politically correct. You know what I mean? So, we got about 6 more minutes or whatnot. I just want to ask you about, you know, speaking of Stephen A., what do you think about the Ray Rice press conference? You know, it was a lot of, you know, talk and a lot of things going down. Let's not forget, let's set this up, John Harbaugh, you know what I'm saying, he brought the team together. He told the team it was going to be a press conference. Ray Rice leaving with a couple of tears in his eyes. It's, you know, his teammates, once he did go out to talk to the media or whatnot, they were there behind the, you know, just trying to, you know, be there for him as he's going through this ordeal. Like I said, what do you think about his press conference, or what do you take from it?
I'm going to say it was genuine, but at the same time, L. Boogie, when you put up under pressure like that, you tend to say some dumb things. And I ain't trying to say that, but dude, this sound like he didn't know what he was talking about, but I'm just saying. Now you won't be the ambassador of domestic violence. Really? Do you know how big that job is? I'm just saying, El Boogie. You know, you play football, homeboy. Now you want to be the ambassador of domestic violence because you could take with your girl, your fiance told you in an elevator. I mean, yeah, you got busted one time. You might not ever do it again, but the ambassador? Come on, man. That means people going to be calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about, Ray, I need help. He did a business. And you going to have to wake your jelly bean head ass up and go try to see about the situation. El Boogie, I understand that it had to be done. In some situations, some things just have to be done. Some things are necessary. The apology was necessary because everybody wanted to hear what he had to say. And, you know, first things first, thank you, Ray Wright, for apologizing to your wife publicly, because that's all people want to hear. Nobody don't want to hear that you've been shacking up and, oh, baby, I'm sorry you done COVID her out by getting her $8.9 million carriage. You know, we all knew that was going to happen. But I'm just saying, man, you had to apologize publicly. Everything else, El Boogie, was necessary. That's just how sports go. That's how the media treated right now. So I'm going to say it was genuine. But it tends to make you say some things you just might not want to say while the cameras are rolling. You know what I mean? What was your take from his first interview since he then backboned his girlfriend?
First of all, I just want to give a big up to him for standing up to the world and standing up to the media and admitting that he was wrong. Honestly, you know, looking at Ray Rice and looking at him as far as being under Ray Lewis's, you know, kind of like a mentor. Not saying Ray Lewis was squeaky clean as well, but when you look at Ray Rice, he hasn't really been under, I'm not saying he's squeaky clean as well, but nothing to get toward the media, let's say that. And so when he's not in the media for anything bad, he's been relatively a great guy to the league, what they would say. I think that took into account. I keep going back to that. I'm not saying that it's right because it wasn't. Usually Roger Goodell suspend guys 4 to 6 to 8 games off rip. But I'm just thinking because of his character and what he's done so far, you know, I think that's why, compared to others, that his suspension was so minimal. I don't like it. When I say I don't like it, is that just the inconsistency of the discipline by Roger Goodell. That's what I'm upset about.
Thank you.
So that's how I feel about it. I thought it was sincere, and I don't think that he should have took that president to say I'm going to be a spokesman for that when it was a one-time deal. Now, if it was more than a one-time deal, then yes, I think that you would really need help, and because you're already getting counseling. You feel what I mean? You're already getting counseling, so I'm very, I need to see how, you know, where does that come into play? Like you said, that's a very big situation. Did Michael Vick come back and want to be with,
right, that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the dog
situation? He had to do time, so he had to, you know, fix his image up, so to speak. But I just think that because of the social media situation and it being shown on TV, that it's a scar. And like he said, his daughter is going. They Google his name. His daughter is going to remember this. So I think he's hurting. I think he understands, and, I think that's, You know, sometimes people need that. You know what I mean? And that might have woke him up and let him know that it can get, you know, it can get crazy. You know what I mean? So,
Let me ask you this before we take that quick break, L Boogie. Do you think your boy Stephen A. should have got suspended or should have, Should have, I guess, suspended for the week and a half that he's not being able to be on his show? Do you think that was necessary just for the comments that he made? I mean, it is true that he's our voice on the damn show. So I'm trying to figure out what were their angle at coming at Stephen A. with what he said, because you and I both know that it's a street perspective when Stephen A. gets to start speaking. So I'm just saying. Do you think that
I'm gonna say this. When somebody is paying your salary and you're in a public eye, you gotta remember what you're dealing with. Like Kenny Rogers say, you gotta know when to hold 'em. They're in the fold 'em. They're in the walk away. So I think that Stephen A. should have just stared pat and rolled his neck like he usually does when he gets frustrated.
Hey, when we come back from this commercial, did you know your boy on the PGA golf tour, Dustin Johnson, was on that cane? Did you know he was on that powder?
Oh, man. It's the streets. And you know when you're in the streets, baby, everybody's talking. 347-855-8896. We're going to get into that when we come back. And we also going to talk about a little training camp. You know, some interesting news that's going around. Hey, and when they come around with that cup and that plate, it's a quiet storm, baby. Let's go, it's the streets, keep rolling up, Boogie, man. You know what I mean? Bro, guess what?
What's up with it?
Bro.
What?
You heard me?
I'm with you.
Man, you know what? I forgot, bro. What's today's date?
It's the first of the month.
The first of the month. Man, it's the first of the month. So, I'm sorry, man. Big shout out to, you know what I mean, Thugs, Bones, and Harmony for keeping us together on the first. My fault, y'all. It's the first. Once again, with your boy, T-Row, L Boogie, G-Lo's the G, every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go.
My nigga, we having a wonderful day. And I was back with my wife, the first of the month. And I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, bustin', living on 40 ounces again. Gum, gum, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where I tonight. I give up my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get me your dick, beat for the green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 feet when they roll so low. Quick if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll, yeah. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for my crime after crime. Put the grief to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the boo, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we just for real.
Wake up,
get there, player, holler.
niggas got the sign, and we gonna roll it all up the smoke. And then they reef for hydro. We know the cuts so fucking pump flow. Toss up the giggle then roll with a grown and same old. Run it through the valley and in the mountain. Pop up the second of sundown. No front from January on 9th of December. I'm loving the first of the month.
Wake up.
drafted him, Cleveland. That's what you're going to get. What else you going to do? You should relish in the moment. Fans all around the country, Johnny Football fan. When we start week one, right now the offensive coordinator is saying that it's a day he tied. You got the head coach saying that Brian Hoyer is doing well right now. That's better than him. I just think Johnny Manziel is a gamer. In practice, it's not, you know, he's not a practice player. Let's get that straight. He's a game player. I don't see him sitting down.
Yeah, you're right about that, L Boogie, and what I wanted to say about that, L Boogie, this almost looked like, you know, when you was in high school and that was that fly young lady that you wanted to holler at over there across the hall at the stand at that locker looking all pretty. You walk up to her, you ask her what's up, and she'll give you no time of day. That's at the beginning of the school year. School year continues to go on. It's your season. Later on, she finds out you the man. You doing you, but they already knew about your background. I don't want to holler at him. Too many people know him. You know, he do this and that, whoop-de-whoop. But then there's that shot, that one shot you get a chance to, oh, he broke up with his girlfriend. Let me move in and take my shot. You get that opportunity, and now you want to change this man. And lo and behold, this little dude ain't going to let you change him from nothing. You already knew what was going on. And I'm just saying, L Boogie, Cleveland, you knew the background on Johnny Manziel before you drafted him. You didn't just let him go once. You just didn't let him go twice. You picked him up after the third time. So I'm just saying, you already knew what was up with Johnny. Soon as Johnny got drafted, first thing the owner says is that Johnny's not the starter. So what you want me to do? You're telling me I'm not the starter, so that's telling me that I can continue doing what I'm doing. I know I'm on the next level, but understand, I'm not a starter. I'm going to be in practice. I'm going to be in film sessions, but I'm not the starter. I know I'm going to get my shot. When I get my shot, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. But Cleveland is acting brand new like they don't know who they drafted. They need to cut back on that, L Boogie, and ease up. Johnny's going to be all right. The only person in the league that I could somewhat trust understanding what he's doing is Johnny. Johnny be doing it, let you see what he's doing, but you don't see Johnny getting a DUI. You don't see Johnny testing positive for the league substance abuse. You don't see none of that. Johnny is cool. Y'all, the media is hating because he like hanging out with the big stars. He didn't start off, you know, mediocre. He just went big. He skipped the whole line with the LeBron and Drake, the two biggest athlete and entertainer in the world. That's how you start off kicking it home, boy. So, L Boogie, you need haters to make the world go round. So I just think Johnny got a lot of haters. Cleveland, ease up on your boy. You knew what you was getting. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. I still don't think that they're going to give Brian Hoyer a chance to hang himself. I think he's Brian is going to start week one, and deservedly so. Get in my poster. I'm sorry, bro. It's so much going on. I got four TVs going at one time, watching baseball and basketball USA. So it's a lot going on. I got pennant races going on, a computer going on the other end. Oh man, I got help on the electric bill this month. So yeah, it's real frenzy, you know. So Well, let me ask you this, bro. Before we continue, let me ask you this. Marshawn Lynch. They shorted him $5 million. He held out. He only got 1.5 of the 5 that he wanted. Do you think he's going to have still a good year? He's going to be unhappy and grumbling. That's going to be a distraction to the team on the repeat.
The thing about Marshawn Lynch is that he don't talk much. And one reason why I really enjoy this guy is because he really does it on the field. He didn't get what he was asking for, like you mentioned. But I think it just because they got it on paper puts him back in that focus. And so I think with Marshawn Lynch, they can actually get it done. So if as long as you got the beast back there in beast mode, hey man, Skittles gets it popping. So that was the reason why they were able to do what they did last year, because they were able to not just throw the ball, they were able to go beast mode. So when you got that guy back there like Marshawn Lynch, it helps. It's a good thing that, you know, he got it done during the preseason, so he can work his way to get healthy and get in football shape. So he'll be fine. This is great for Seattle.
You really think it's going to be great for the Birds? Okay, all right. What do you think about Josh Gordon, man? It's going to be tough. Now that we're hearing in the streets, he's saying that it's for secondhand smoke. He tested positive for this time. What do you really think about this? Do you think Josh Gordon is going to play an NFL game this year?
He might, L Boogie, and the reason being is that anything can happen in this league. When you go out and get an attorney like the attorney that he got in Maurice Suit, anything is possible, man. So if he gonna blame it on secondhand smoke, they better stick to the story and stick to the script. Because one minute they catch you lying, you already know what it is. It's like in juice. When, you know you done messed up now, right? Yeah, you said I thought
yeah,
you said five.
That was me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you better stick with it, and hopefully that the attorney that he with paid all that money for can at least get him on the field within, you know, week 8, week 10, at least something. I'm going to say he's going to play, L Boogie. I'm not going to completely rule it out. What do you think? He going to play it down, or he going to have to hang up his cleats for the season?
It's over with. He's whacked. He will be in somebody's drug program. If he plays a game this year, the guys like Von Miller and all these guys who've been suspended for substance abuse, do you think that they're not going to complain about that? Yes, they have a union, but for them to be suspended and they could have came back with that situation as far as, I was, you know, testing positive because of this and that. I'm very interested to see what they come up with, but I don't think so. I think that he will be suspended for the whole year, regardless of, we're not going to compare it to Ray Rice. Ray Rice, I mean, I'm sorry, one-time offender. And, yes, he did do domestic violence, and, you know, a lot of callers were talking about, well, when they harm themselves, they get, you know, more gains than harming a person, okay? And that's understandable. You have a point. But this guy is harming himself too many times. Something needs to be taken away from him, bro. And I'm going to tell you this. If the league don't suspend him, the Browns should. Since they're going to keep him and hold his rights, yeah, the league ain't going to suspend you, but we're going to suspend you. Because we love you and we care. It's called tough love.
Tough love.
What
man.
About your boy,
tough
your
love.
Boy, your boy from the Detroit Lions, Nick Farley, DUI.
That's just stupid, L Boogie. Tell me why.
He didn't show up for court. He's looking at 6 months to appealing a suspended. And listen to this, bro. He should just be okay with that. Because it says Nick Crawley was sentenced Thursday to a suspended 6 month jail term and a 1 year probation stemming from a 2012 DUI reckless driving case. Now, my thing is this. He didn't show up for court. His lawyer did not tell him that he should have showed up for court. Now, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you fire your lawyer for that?
Man,
how you not going to tell me that two things that I think you should be really suspended upon? Domestic violence and DUIs. You should be suspended for those things. And then finally, they didn't pick up the fifth option in his contract. This is a contract year for old Nikki Baby. So it's going to be really interesting about, you know what I'm saying, about that guy. So, man, before we go to commercial, bro, let me ask you this. Your boy, Derrick Rose, came back tonight. Man, I've been checking him out. It don't look like he missed a beat, man. What you think?
Leave him alone. Just leave D. Rose alone, man. The only person that know about D. Rose is D. Rose. And he going to take it to the next level. People forget that this guy was actually doing it by himself. You know? I mean, Chicago got pieces, but he was the main piece. If you want your car to run right, you going to make sure that your engine is complete. And that's all Derrick Rose is trying to do. He's trying to make sure that everything is running all cylinders, baby. You just have to ease up. And what you going to see in this here summer basketball, FIBA World Cup, that boy about to get nasty. So just sit back and relax and watch D. Rose do what he do. I'm just tired of everybody talking about D. Rose as if he don't enjoy this game. And he just want to play basketball. That's all he want to do, L. Boogie. What you think?
Yeah, I know you summed up, but that's what threw you off in the beginning of the show. I heard you. I had to get home and watch the highlight.
My thing is this, and I'm going to keep it real. He just ought to be 100%. You play 10 games in 3 years, you just ought to be 100%. That's what I'm saying. You better be, because you tore meniscus, you sat out another year. I mean, he should be 100%, man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. And with a little twist of hip-hop. You know what I mean? When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this basketball. I got some breaking news that the Streets is going to want to know about. You heard it here first. Oh! Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. BlogTalkRadio.com. WWDO, man. It's Fuzzy. The Streets. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go.
The employees of the year, we back to work. I took time off, but other rappers got jerked. Due to the fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scrap for that. Yeah, I'm the hip-hopper, plus the soul shocker. Now as indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. And do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Wrecker. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
So what you saying? MCs are jumping out shoes or socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my style is left. And as deadly as crack. While I'm playing music, playing the sucker's lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Droppin' hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying? No, knock, knock, who's down, who's there? Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no foul, no bloops, no bloops, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the Virgil says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMD like the funky fresh cup. I fight fire with fire, that's why I mostly tied. When we needed the pitch, boy, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines, and if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time, that's why I most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline, sip a Pepsi or Coke, with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine, so what you saying?
The streets is talking sports talk show, what a twist of hip-hop, with your boy, the host, L Boogie. And you already know, my co-host, the producer of the show, Manion Hero. Man, we coming to you live. It's the first of the month. You know what I mean? Before we get to keep going, tell you what's been on the marquee so far. We had the Ray Rice press conference earlier this week. He talked about him apologizing to his wife and him being an ambassador of stopping domestic violence, or, you know what I mean, wants to be an advocate to stop that, you know, and people are still, you know, wanting to, you know, chime in on this two-game suspension. Was it enough? Was he sincere about his, you know, apology to his wife and to the, you know, the Raven Nation or whatnot? You also, you know, we talked about Josh Gordon. Josh Ganja Gordon. He said it was secondhand smoke. If you know it's secondhand smoke, why are you hanging around if you couldn't get out the car? You should have did what my man did in Boys in the Hood. Yo, Doe, let me out.
Why you just didn't step outside the car and put you while they were blazing?
Yo, Doe, let me out. Remember when it was going, when him and Doe was going to retaliate? You were supposed to hit the, you were supposed to hit Trey, man. You were supposed to say, yo, dog, let me out. You supposed to walk out that room, man.
It was cold. He had to walk home.
It was frenzy. Well, do you think Josh Gordon will play an NFL game this year?
Yeah, I told you, yes. I think he is. You don't go out and buy those type of attorneys to help you out when you knee-deep in a situation. And, you know, one thing that we know for sure, Roger Goodell is inconsistent down a little bit, so hopefully he can, you know, let Josh get back to doing what he does best, not smoking, you know, talking about playing football. And, yeah, I think he should let Josh play again, man, because, I mean, don't deny the city of Cleveland. I'm going to say that. Cleveland look like it's in a good spot. Cleveland, right now.
We're talking about a young man's life. We're talking about a guy who can ruin his life, regardless of what organization it is. We can't let this kid play wrong. It's just like you keep letting the kid in class keep disrupting it. You keep giving him a chance. That's taking away. So that's telling you, everybody in the NFL or in the Browns organization, that you can do whatever, and we still going to play you.
Okay, what is he going to do without football?
He can get his mind together, bro. He can practice with the team, but you see this. It's like a kid, bro. Just listen to this, bro. He's been in trouble. He's been in trouble his whole playing career, and nothing has happened as far as a punishment. Oh, you wanna punish me? I'll transfer. Oh, I don't get off there? Oh, I'll go to the supplemental draft. And he's been getting away with it. Now he needs to pay the pipe. You know how you go a season undefeated. You need that one loss to get it out the way to get to the Super Bowl. He needs his one loss. He needs one loss, bro.
So now you're gonna blackball him out the league. Cause once he,
I didn't
once
say
he
out the league. I said him just to sit out one season.
You taking football away from it. And you talk about, well, what are you going to do without football? He going to do the exact same shit he been doing. He needs football. He needs something organized in his life. He needs to get rid of the friends, start over. But football, you can't take.
Bro, what I was saying. We've been there. You know it's not organized when you got practice every day, you have film every day, and you leave Saturday to get to the city where you are, and then you play Sunday. There's no organization when the season starts. What organization will you have? You need at least, okay, if you don't suspend him for the whole season, at least suspend him for 8 games so he can get in some type of program and under some 12 steps. He's 24 years old, bro. We can't keep giving this kid a pass.
I never said that the dude shouldn't be suspended. What if you would have let
the season
finish off? Not the season. I said
it's the season, Rob. You're not gonna.
If
that's the problem, we suspended for 8 games. I got away with it. Two DUIs that really they can't bring one of them to court. They can only bring the drug test in. He's lucky about that. He hasn't even faced Roger Goodell on them charges. It's frenzy.
Yeah.
Frenzy. But let's talk. Let's move on, man. Before we get into the asylum, let me ask you this. We just said that USA Basketball, D. Rose looked great in the first half. Saw flashes of D. Rose of old. Think he's going to be okay, but let me be honest with you. I know this might sound like I'm hating or whatnot, but that's not telling me much. I still see an MBG jump shot. Nothing but garbage. And I like you, D-Rose. He's a very good player. But them hops going to run out when you get to the playoffs. And it still assures me that we still need a guy down there to block some shots in Cleveland, Ohio, because Kyrie Irving doesn't play defense. We know that. The street's been talking. Kevin Love has been in Cleveland the whole time. He's been telling the streets. Minnesota, I'm not signing the contract unless you trade me to Cleveland. That's why no one else is in talks with Minnesota. It's just Cleveland and Minnesota, bro, because he will not play for anyone else. They're working out whether it's Andrew Wiggins, if it's Raiders, if it's Bennett and 2 draft picks, 1 draft pick. So we're just waiting those 30 days because he might be on the market. Don't get too comfortable. So, what do you think about that? It's a done deal. You know it is. But when will it get done? I'm going to ask you that. What's the timetable on it? When will it get done?
Yeah, Kevin, we all know what's going to end up happening with Kevin Love. If they don't make the trade, it's a done deal. We already know where he's going to end up. But Minnesota, they're not let too much time pass them by. They're going to end up and let everything pass them by. Kevin Love is just going to walk away, and it's going to be ugly. And every time Kevin Love visits Minnesota, he is going to kick Minnesota's ass. That's all it's telling me, man. So, Flip Saunders, I hope you got a nice, juicy fat rabbit in that magical hat you got trying to work your jelly. But if you don't, ooh, wait, it's going to be ugly. So, yeah, come on with it, Flip. You better do something because Kevin Love did not already let it be known. I'm going one place. No need for anybody else to intrigue me. I'm already been intrigued enough. I'm taking my talents east. Why, you don't want Kevin Love to have a press conference.
What do you think about the new extension for Tony Parker? I forgot. What did Tony get? Tony got three years, $43 million. What do you think about that contract? 43.3.
Fact.
Over 3 years.
And it just lets us know that Tony Parker, he is what we thought he was. It took him a while to get to this particular status or this particular point in his career. But L Boogie, the dude won 2 championships in 2 different seasons, in 2 different leagues. So I'm just saying, man, in one summer, in one, come on, man, that dude, he deserves it. So I'm going to say this, big ups to Tony Parker, 3 more, that's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread, L Boogie. I wish I could be part of that status, you know what I mean? But big ups to my dude, Tony Parker. Hey, what do you think about your boy Greg Popovich said he denied your boy Manu Ginobili permission to play for Argentina for the World Cup this summer. What's your thoughts about that one?
I think it was a great move because it's not for the goal. So when it's not for the goal, I think it was a great move. We need to save you. We're going to try to repeat. We're trying to get to that finals for the 3rd time in 3 years, which is tough. So I think it was a smart move. Sorry, Manu. It is what it is in paperwork. You know what I mean? So I really don't like the situation where people is making it a big thing. You know, he's making us. It's not for the goal. It's the World Cup. You don't see most of our marquee players aren't playing. Trust me, if it was for the goal, Kevin Love would be playing. I don't think it's a big deal. But hey, who am I?
I just thought it was funny. Pop was like, "Nah, that's all right. USA gonna win it anyway."
Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, it's going to be real interesting about that because I want to know when will the era those big three leave and when will Kawhi Leonard be at his peak or whatnot when he'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, do his thing.
To me, honestly, I understand that Kawhi Leonard feels proud and appreciated for, you know, being able to become the MVP of this year's NBA Finals, you know, but I believe that he shouldn't have taken off of having an opportunity to play for Team USA. I believe that it would have been a great opportunity for him to learn something different from a
I know that Pop is the best in the NBA, but with the Team USA, you get a different type of vibe from a whole lot of great coaches on one staff. And I think that he could have learned something different being on this year's team. It wasn't like he wasn't going to make the 12-man roster. But, you know, it is what it is. I understand where he's coming from. He played a lot of basketball, won an MVP in the NBA Finals. So, you know, it is. But I think that Kawhi Leonard should have played with the USA basketball. He'll be all right. It'll take about a year or two.
After winning the MVP, I think that he did the smart thing. I don't need it. It's not for the gold. I don't need it. I'm Kawhi Leonard. I'm MVP. I just went up against the greatest player in the world and showed him up. I went up against the second greatest player in the league and showed him up. So right now I'm the baddest, and I'm lightweight the king. You hear me when I say lightweight. So I don't think he needs to do anything. I think he needs to go back to L.A., kick it with his friends, hang out, do what he do with Pop, and get ready for next year. And then he can compete in the 2016 Olympics and tryouts. I think he'll be ready for that. So I don't have a problem with old Kawhi Leonard doing his thing, man. But before we continue, we've been yapping our gums. Man, let's bring in one of our all-time callers, man. You know what I mean? My man from Cleveland, Ohio, 116 Martin Luther King Boulevard. My man D-Mac, what the deal, little bro? How you doing this evening?
What's up with it, fellas, man? The show is hot, man. Y'all got some good topics, man. Y'all on fire, man. I'm watching my Indians, man. They putting the shellacking on these Rangers, 12-1, bottom of the seventh. Checking out the USA basketball team, man, and listening to my big bros, man, the streets.
No doubt. That's what I was saying. There's so much going on. So I'm just, you know what I'm saying, want to ask you a couple things, or if you just want to, you know, talk about what you want to talk about, the Ray Rice, you know, press conference, your opinion on it with Josh Gordon, appeal the suspension, and if it's for the rest of the season, will he play this year? And also the Kevin Love deal. Like I said, from my sources, it's a done deal. It's just about the parameters. Just from what, like I said, I have an Achilles tendon tear. I'm on crutches and I have a cast, but I'm in the street.
I've talked
to some relevant people, and they told me about Love will be here. He will start the season as a Cleveland Cavalier. You heard it here first. What do you think about that?
Man, I think that Cleveland's trying to win right now.
You can
go
down the line, Ray Rice and all that, but give us your take on everything. You know what I'm saying? You got 120 seconds.
All right, let's start with the Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love gonna be here. Right now, you know, they can't do nothing until the 30 days because they just signed Wiggins. So Wiggins about to be up out of here. Also, they talking up the way too, big bruh, not just down the way. I'm hearing that Ray Allen been in town too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to bring that out the bag. We know about Ray. Don't understand about how big this Kevin Love deal is with all these draft choices.
You
know about Ray.
I think Kevin Love going to be here, man. And all this got to do with LeBron James. They want to win now. Cleveland want to win now. They want to bring a ship here to Cleveland, and that's what they're about to do. You know what I'm saying? And I think after the 30-day mark hit with Wiggins, when he can be up out of here, they're about to go get him. You know what I'm saying? So hey, it's all about Cleveland winning now. That's what Dan Gilbert and them trying to do on LeBron James. But he don't want to wait 2 years, 3 years. They want to win now, so they're going to try to put a squad together and do their thing. Let me hit on the Ray Rice thing. You know, Roger Goodell said that his punishment was justified for other incidents that happened with domestic violence, so they couldn't give him no more than other people. I take my hat off to Ray Rice, man, big time, man, because I don't know if y'all actually seen, like, they had, like, some behind-the-scenes footage, man, and he was about to read from a piece of paper, man, and he was like,
exactly.
No, I'm about to put this in my pocket and forget it, man. When that dude got up there, man, you know, I'm a good judge of character with people, man. He truly spoke from the heart. He is truly remorseful, man, and he's sorry for what he did, man. He knew that he had a lot of fans, a lot of kids, and a lot of people. So all these people out here that be like, oh, he should have got suspended more games, this and that. That dude never been in trouble before. He been a straight-up dude, and things in life happen, man. You know what I'm saying? And like he said, he didn't ask for a two-game suspension. If they would have gave him 8 games, 4 games, whatever it was, he was going to take it on the chin, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wish him and his wife the best, man. And, you know, he learned from this big time. Josh Gordon, AT, I don't agree with you, man. I agree with L Boogie, man. That dude need help. You know what I'm saying? He paying these big-time attorneys and this and that because he getting an eye-opener that he can definitely get blackballed from the league. Somebody in his camp, mama, daddy, boy, somebody was like, dude, they're about to blackball you, and you're going to be a Chad Ochocinco or a Terrell Owens, man, and you young. You know what I'm saying? You know, he realizing that now. To me, with him, he need to stand up and take a note out of Ray Rice's page or some of these other dudes, man. When you mess up in life, man, you need to step on the red carpet, deal with your punishment, man, and keep it moving, man. As I said once before on this show, the guys that lie, them the ones that get blackballed, them the ones that nobody don't have no holler for. You know what I'm saying? As good as Barry Bonds was, as good as Alec Rodriguez was, man, nobody don't have no holler for these dudes, man, because at the end of the day, man, we know that these guys are lying. Look at the guys that came out and told the truth, man. They're either still in the league or they're coaching or this and that, man. Man, take your ass, take your punishment, stand on the red carpet and keep it moving, man. Secondhand smoke, come on, man. Come on. L Boogie, I agree with you, man. This dude been in trouble time after time, man, and until he gets help, nobody not saying T, you know, not get this dude help. L Boogie's not saying that. I'm not saying that. Suspend him for the whole year and stuff, man. He needs help. Before he get back on the field and play, man, that dude need to go to counseling. He need to get himself together, man, or he's gonna mess up his whole life, man. You know what I'm saying? Tiger Woods, man, He was like in ninth place yesterday. I don't know what he's doing today, man. Tiger got to get it together, man. He's not about to win another major no time soon until he shake whatever it is he needs to shake off. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem. He needs to go to the shake spot.
He got to go to the shake spot?
He got to shake it off by going to see him shake it up. You feel me?
Okay.
So,
hey, Tony, I got a little bit of time left. Tony Parker, man, he definitely deserved everything he got. I'm still a little disappointed in the Spurs organization, man, because Tim Duncan should got a deal close to what Kobe Bryant got, man. You know what I'm saying? They not showing Timmy no love in San Antonio, man. He only got like a year or two left. But, man, everything he done did, being the best power forward, you know, in his era, man, they should have showed that dude some love, man. I think he's only getting like $10 million, man, and that's not right, man. They wouldn't have won the rings and the ships they got without Timmy, man. You know what I'm saying? When he came, that's when they started winning, man. You know what I'm saying? And to me, his last 2 years, he should got a deal like a Kobe Bryant. Hey, big shout-out to Byron Scott. You know what I'm saying? We got a coach up in L.A., man. We got one of our own.
Well, that's cool. You got a coach, but only thing I'm gonna say about the Byron Scott statement is that
I hate that he always takes the ass end of jobs, like impossible places to win. No disrespect to the Lakers at this point. I'm just glad that he got a 4-year deal with that situation. So you're right. They finally got a good coach up in there or whatnot. And it's very intriguing that when you look at it, when you talk about Tim Duncan, I'm going to say this. You know why he took less? So they can have a team. So guys wouldn't want to, you know, test the free agent water.
I agree. He's a team player.
Yeah, so he doesn't need, you know, all that money. You know what I'm saying? It just that's who he is. So he'll get it in retirement money. You know, he'll get it on the back end. But Timmy, you know, look, he comes to the press conferences. He probably get his stuff from Kmart or something. So you don't know what Timmy's, you know, his fit's going to be. But he allows money to be freed up to sign Tony Parker over $13 million a year. It's going to allow them to, once he leaves, to give money to Kawhi Leonard when his contract is up. You see what I'm saying? So it allows them to do things like that. So I think it's more so of him saying, you know, I'm good with the $10 million or $11 million a year than them wanting to pay him. Because trust me, without Timmy, San Antonio, the market would be MBG, nothing but garbage. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a small market team, but getting to the championship every year, David Stern probably hated that, you know, in the streets, but you can't stop greatness, and that's what Timmy is.
I feel you. I feel. Hey, T. Roy. Where T at, Boogie?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, baby?
There
hey,
is.
Man. What's up with your boy Tony Romo, man? He can't practice, man. He can't train. He's sitting out. Well, I mean, man, y'all should have went and got Johnny Money. Man, y'all should have got Johnny Money. Hold up, T. Y'all should have got Johnny Money when he was on the table, man. You know what I'm saying? Because your boy Tony Romo, man, don't look like he's going to have another healthy career, like he's going to make it through the whole season, man.
Come on, man. Y'all want the dude to rush back like he a spring chicken? This dude ain't 24, 25, man. Hey, man,
y'all should have got Johnny Money in.
Nah, Johnny is cool. Y'all dealing with Johnny, or Cleveland is dealing with Johnny. So, I mean, you see what it is. Even though Jerry would have been cool with it, I'm just saying we cool without all that. But it wasn't like I was expecting Tony Romo to be back during the preseason. I mean, he did have back surgery in December. So, I mean, I'm just going to let – or January. So, I mean, I wasn't looking for him to be ready until like week three, maybe week four. I ain't trying to rush Tony Romo because that's all we got.
Okay.
He is better than, hey, let me tell you this. He better than 80% of the league. It's only about 4 quarterbacks that's better than my dude. So let's not forget about that.
Wow. That's a topic for another show.
Hey.
Okay.
You tell me who better than Tony Romo stat-wise at the end of the season. You look at the stats at the end, you tell me.
I understand the stats, but I'm looking at W's and rings, baby.
Right.
Hey.
The eye test.
If we go on stats,
then Roethlisberger wouldn't be there. But if we want to go on wins and winning games and being there, being is top 10. I'm saying, as far as over 2 or 3 years. But top five right now.
D-Mac,
yes,
let me ask you this.
How many teams
win that Lombardi Trophy at the end of the season?
One.
Okay. How many teams do you root for who got an opportunity to win that trophy?
One.
Okay, then. So what I'm trying to tell you is that being a Cowboys fan, chances are slim, so you got to know what you said. It don't bother me that Tony Romo is what he is. One of these days, we going to look up and we going to bring that thing back to the America's team, man. You just got to be patient.
Okay.
How long did it take the Saints to win theirs?
It took a long time.
They only got one. So when you get FOMO,
You hollering at the boy.
I respect that, man. I respect that. Anything else, Boogie, you want me to hit on real quick before I get out of here, baby?
No. I'm just saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying, some last things, some last words you might have, you know what I'm saying, peck on, but we appreciate you calling, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt. Y'all have a good weekend, fellas.
No doubt. Oh, man, that was D-Mac chiming in to the show. Bro, it's crazy. It's frenzy.
It's going down, man. You know what it is, man.
We're about to go to a quick commercial, man. And this is what I want to say to those guys that's getting suspended, man. You know what I mean? It's the streets, man. You play Boogie T-Raw 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, we go live to pop. So many tears.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that Doug Light tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer wait to see deceased. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many peers and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well, I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many peers. Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Since drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change. But ain't no future right for me, I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more, I'm falling to the floor. Begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears.
You back in the asylum. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, man. I got my super producer and my co-host, T-Row. That's my cellmate. Man, we've been doing it for a minute. First of the month, August 1st, 2014. You back. And we just hit on a lot of stuff, man. Tiger Woods, not doing too well. Like I said, this is supposed to be his best course, the most comfortable course. And he's here in the city, man. He out there with LeBron. He in Akron. He's supposed to do something. What he doing? Nothing.
sorry. I ain't going to stay on that. Sorry, Tiger. I need you to dance, man. I need you to, man, get with me. I meet you at Christie's tonight, man. Got to get you together, Tiger. Got to get that eye back in the Tiger. The eye of the Tiger. We talked about Derrick Rose. Played a little bit of the first half. Looked real great. Got a nice dunk. The Kevin Love deal looked like it's going to get done. We're talking training camps around the NFL. You know, like I said before, everybody's talking about Josh Gordon, his appeal with the NFL. He's saying that he might not be suspended. He might get off early. Well, I'm not saying early, but he might not get suspended for the whole season. Do I agree? No. T-Row says he should be suspended, but not for the whole season. I don't agree. It's frenzy. Shout out to Uncle Joe, man. What's up, Hulk? They suspended my man, Stephen A. Smith, for his remarks about Ray Rice and comments about that situation, so he was gone for a week. I didn't like that. But, hey, he ain't in the streets. So he can't say what, from a street perspective, what's on the people's minds for real, for real. Also, man, I gotta say this, man. Who's the scorekeeper? That's all I'ma say. Heaven knows you, who's the scorekeeper? That's all I'ma say.
Yeah, what we do? We need to hold a rally for our boy.
Man, we got it, man. I ain't even going to go into it. That's all I'm going to say, bro. Because, you know, the fans watching.
Like they always do. Hey, but, man, you've been talking about your boy Tiger, man. Tiger doing all right. Right now, he won under right now, playing in the World Golf Championships, the Bridgestone Invitational. You know, everybody chasing that dude, Justin Rose. Justin Rose shot an 8-under today. Or not an 8-under today, but over the last 2 days, and he's leading by 2 strokes, you know, actually just a stroke. But some notables, you know, who are trying to, you know, do what they do in the World Golf Championships. Your boy Ricky Fowler, who tied second with Sergio in last week's little championship, you know, they both tied at fourth with 6-under. And your boy Rory, he ain't doing too bad. He is 7 right now. He 4-under. So he'll about 4 back from the leader. And like I said, Tiger, he's holding down 24th. He top 24th. He 1-under. But he trying to get there. The only person that I would say ain't doing too good in this championship is your boy Phil. Phil look like he losing it a little bit. Phil a plus 5. He tied 50, well, yeah, he number 57, man, plus 5, man. So Phil ain't doing too good over the last 2 days, and it ain't looking good. So Tiger selling back. Tiger still got 2 days to chop that lead in that NFL, Boogie. So don't cut your boy out. Let me ask you this, L, Boogie. That's a bad man making some money out here in Phoenix, Arizona, man. That boy Patrick Peterson, the cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals, did you see his latest deal?
Listen to this, man, and I don't care what they say. Patrick Peterson is average.
Ah, there you go with that. Come on, man. 5 years.
We watched him every Sunday. He was peaked. He led to me every game I saw, and that was every Sunday. Even though we had DirecTV, you always, you know, intrigued by where you live at, what their team is doing. So you watch a little bit more snaps. And listen to this. He got called for a lot of holding penalties, and he got beat a lot. He led, between those three guys, him, Peyton, and Richard Sherman, he got beat the most. They don't pick on you if you're the best. You don't get beat 7 times, do you? You don't get beat 7 times, bro. So they can say what they want. He's not up there with Joe Hayden and Richard Sherman. And they're paying him this money, and they're letting him play offense and defense. You're going to get the guy, you know, he's not productive. You did that last year, and he got beat for 7 touchdowns. You shouldn't even get beat for 7 touchdowns in a season, should you, Roe? And you're considered top 2 quarterbacks in the league. Now you're getting paid the most. You get the most guaranteed money. He gets beat a lot. I see it. And when he gets beat, either they catch it or he gets flagged. I mean, let's look at this. I look at Calvin Johnson. He played against my Packers twice. He didn't go for 80 in 73 like he did on Patrick Peterson. And my guys are NBG, nothing but garbage. He didn't go for over 150 yards on Richard Sherman last year when they played him. So I don't believe in Patrick Peterson, bro. I just don't believe him. You think he's the best corner in the league? Where are you there? I guess not. Yes, well,
I'm going to give it to Richard Sherman right now. Richard Sherman is the best quarterback right now in the league. But just because you make more money and guaranteed money don't make you the best quarterback in the league. But I will say this. It ain't too many people that can do what he do, El Boogie, on that corner. It ain't too many people. They don't go to the side too often. So when you get, you know, you can't be lazy at that position because they can get you. Now, 7 touchdowns there, Boogie. 7 touchdowns ain't bad. When you talk about Calvin Johnson, come on, man. We talking about a dude that got his own nickname in the game, dog. When a guy like Megatron, he could have been sick that week. Nobody knows. Because let me tell you something. It ain't too many games that boy Megatron didn't do. Or should I say, it wasn't too many games that boy Megatron didn't kill. Because I know he beat the hell out of my team 327 up by himself. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you don't have any quarterback that's supposedly be shut down, as they call him. He's not shut down.
Y'all don't either. Y'all just got lucky.
That's my point. How can you have a shutdown corner and he torches him in a game where in two games he didn't get that no equal amount of yards against subpar NFL teams defenses, like I would say, the Bears or the Green Bay Packers.
Hey, look, y'all play them twice a year. It ain't nothing. Y'all know each other in and out. That's why. It ain't like the Arizona Cardinals play these guys and have to see them every year. You guys have to see Megatron twice a season every year from here on out. That division ain't going nowhere. So once you've been playing somebody that long, I mean, the game plan don't change. Y'all know what to how to work it out. Coaches figure it out. So I'm just saying, you know, hey, it happens. It happens. But it ain't nobody out there doing it like Patrick Peterson, man. It's only two or three guys that are probably better than Patrick Peterson at this particular time.
Only two?
Or three, because I ain't going to count out Darrell Revis. I like me some Darrell. Darrell be getting it in, but, you know, he coming off the little injury. So I'm going to say, you know, your boy Richard Sherman, Revis, Joe Hayden, and then I give it to Patrick Peterson because Joe Hayden be out there on the island by himself too. He be getting it done, so I'll put it in that order like that. But you ain't gonna find too many more people doing it like Patrick Peterson, my dude. And he do kickoffs. Don't none of them play any other position but what they play. Patrick Peterson does a whole lot for the Arizona Cardinals, man. He can get beat all night long. It's all good. But I can tell you this.
A lot of these guys are just reputation. They just fixate them. They fixate you on liking them. They're not even good. They just fixate you to make you like them, man. They make you like them. Patrick Peterson is average. He's okay.
Oh, man.
He's not bad. Listen to this, bro. He's not better than some of these guys in the league that you know. Cromartie.
What?
He's not better than the boy Fox over in the DB over in Denver.
What?
The boy who played opposite of Champ Bailey. He was cold this past year.
Come on, one season? Come on, that.
Once a year. Listen, Peterson, his first year in the league, he was doing punt returns, and he got on with that. All of a sudden, when they picked him high, so because they picked him high, he's one of the best corners in the league. He's one of the best. Man, they pick him. They pick just like how they pick who the best in basketball USA. Same thing, man. Some of these guys, you think Megatron is the best. I might think Fitzgerald is the best. Another guy might think Dez Bryant is the best. Because that's who they tell you who's the best. Like, I think Josh Gordon is okay. He missed a couple games, but let's see now when they hit to you. Like, when they hit to you, then you can see how good you are. They got hit to Patrick Peterson. I ain't seen nobody stop throwing to his side like they do Joe Hayden and Tlaib and all these
Come
guys.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Now you really, that's a little taking it too far, man. Don't nobody throw to Patrick Peterson's side. You got to be kidding me.
They don't throw to his side. Well, how come he's out of those three? He got the most touchdown throw, though. What are you talking about?
You talking about three of the best in the league. I mean, what are you trying to say? He's top three, man.
He's not. What I'm trying to say is he's top ten, but he ain't top three, man. He's not top three. It's some other guys out there that's proven that's better than him, you know what I'm saying, to me.
Okay,
but
let me ask you this. Did you see the NFL top 100 for the year 2014?
Man, that's NFL. Did we say the streets top 100?
It's the NFL judged by the people who saw this dude week in and week out. And
just
he was
like my,
still.
Just like me. I don't think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the league. They make you say that he is.
They talk about the numbers, L Boogie. Come on, man.
I understand. No, it ain't even just by the numbers. If we go by the numbers, it's other guys who, I mean, I'm just saying, we're not going by numbers or wins.
Yeah, because if we were going by the numbers, your boy wouldn't be up there. We talk about AR-12.
Right, he gets victories. He gets victories.
He missed seven games.
He missed seven games, but when he's playing, he gets victories. Am I correct?
So
he gets victories.
Yeah. So he still was voted number seven by his peers. And he missed seven games.
That lets you know.
So Patrick Peterson was ranked top 20 by his peers, and he ain't nothing. He average. I don't get it.
Man, the reason why I say he's average, and when I say this, it's the eye test, man. I'm just going on the eye test. And for my eyes, Patrick Peterson is not top 3 cornerbacks in the league. That's just me. I could be wrong. A lot of people might not agree with me. And that's cool. You know what I mean? But I don't give him that, just like I don't give Peyton Manning top in my book, just on the strength that when the game is tight and it's physical, he don't do well. Oh, man, we got breaking news. They carted your boy Paul George off on the stretcher.
Yeah.
So, breaking news to the world, let's say a prayer for, you know what I'm saying, Paul George. He's being carted off on the stretcher. We don't know if it's a neck or if it's a head injury, but we just want to, you know, send our condolences and prayers to Paul George. Yeah, getting back to you, player.
He'll bounce back. He's 24, 25 years old. He'll be all right.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll give a shout out to him. But yeah, getting back to you, man. I'm very, that's what makes the streets the streets. You know what I mean? So, but I want to give it, you know, shout out to everybody that's parlaying, that's listening in, and you know, we always ride high on the show, man. We always ride high, and you know, I'm just feeling this type of way tonight, you know. So let's kick it up a notch for the last 23 minutes. You know what I mean? Well, it's how I feel, man. The world is ours. Talking sports talk show, first of the month. T Row L Boogie 347-855-8896, man. I'm the president, man. Of our neighborhood, bro. I'm the president, baby. Just like I know you are down in Dallas. Info, D Mac, President 116. You the president of Sterling, baby. Your boy, Boogie. Let's go.
I don't know what you're fishing for. Catch your great white. Me, I see great white. Hand me a killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinion that make you a politician. Bush robbed all of us. Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses, and see if the soul survivor, does that make me a convict, be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit, when you die of a crude oil, that's black as my nigga boo, it's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga clue, catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona, rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California, winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta, landslide Alabama, on my way from Savannah.
Love you. ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then he put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes, it's trippin'. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22-inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. With thousands of people just riled up to see you. That could arouse your ego, we got mouths to feed. So gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top of me, the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just two albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on a $5,000 bill.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo.
Yo, we back. I apologize. It ain't his neck. It's his neck.
Wow. It's tough, bro.
I think they're gonna call the game, man. I think it was a real bad accident. He got carted off on the guardie, man.
Yeah, talk about Paul George.
Yeah, man. Like, did we see what happened?
Nah, he was going to play defense, getting back on a fast break, and he and James Harden ran into one another, and I think they're gonna call the game. Due to the fact that one of the guys got injured for the USA. But at the same time, L Boogie, you know, this is a team that's made up of a lot of all-stars, a lot of good talent. It's not going to be hard to replace that guy for Team USA. So I believe that Team USA will be successful. At the same time, I hope that that Paul George can make a speedy recovery, because nobody wants to see this type of injury in a scrimmage against our own. You know what I mean? So this will definitely put the antennas up as far as, you know, how guys are going to go out and play this game. But we'll see. Hopefully, we don't have any other injuries with our USA squad, and if so, hopefully they can come back with a speedy recovery. Just sad. Hopefully it's not a torn ACL or anything like that for Paul George, because you know, he's really becoming into his own as far as a true NBA player. So we'll see what happens.
Getting an update, bro, and it's a fracture. He might have did what your boy did from Louisville. It might have popped out the bone.
You know what? I saw James Harden standing right next to him like he was going to help him up, but then he said, oh, no. He walked away with that look on his face. So, yeah, you know, we'll be able to definitely see what's going on or what happens with once everything comes out, because, you know, they're going to be showing the replay of, sometimes it makes you want to throw up watching the replays in slow-mo, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully everything will be all right, and we'll get the further analysis from a Paul George injury in the spring.
No doubt. Before we continue, man, we got to bring in the host with the most, the owner, CEO of the station, WWDO, What We Do, radio station, man. Our man and the host of the Sports Officials with Nilly Neal, and you know what I'm saying? The OG Sports Keeper, man. Free OG, man. Free OG. You know what I mean? T-Nick, What the deal, babe? How you doing on this Friday evening, man?
Man, free the OG, man. But, man, my heart, man, I'm watching what y'all are watching, man. I'm a little emotional right now, you know, because I'm a hooper, just like y'all a hooper. And we all know how we get back and play defense and how we plant that foot, man. And to see that happen, man, right now, man, that hurts, man. That, you know, Paul George, man, I love that brother, man. You know, I think he, you know, he an up-and-coming star, man. He you know, he's going to be one of them dudes, man. He got that dog in him, and, man, he's done for the year. I mean, we could, you know, breaking news right here, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the streets. It's in breaking news in the streets. He's done for the year. You know, ain't no coming back for this year. You know, so if you're a Cavs fan, I hate to say it like this, but the stars is aligning for you. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the bottom, now we here.
I hate to say it, man, but damn, it's like God is smiling on us right now. You know, we ain't want – I'm telling you like I told Hef the Barber in the barbershop today. You know, Hef the Barber, straight from C-Town. Me and him arguing about Kevin Love and what's the young boy name? I didn't forgot his name because he's already traded. Andrew Wiggins. You know, we arguing about him right now. I said, man, we ain't won nothing since 64. Talking about 50 years. 50 years since you was able to say that Cleveland, whatever, is a champion. I'm only 40, so... I'll be 41 this year, so I wasn't even born the last time we won something in 64 with the Browns. You know, so, I feel for Paul George, man. I'm sad that it happened. I hate looking at that, you know, and like y'all just said, man, Harden just walked away because he's seen it. You know, he went to grab him, and then he just walked away because it was, you know, and looking at him, man, he was ready to hurl just looking at that, you know. But, man, the stars is aligning for the Cavaliers. I hate to say it. You know, I want to give a shout out to D-Mac, man. 116 MLK, my grandmother, 116 MLK in Glenboro, Savemore on the corner. I worked there since I was 10 years old. I want to give a shout out to him right there. But all I want to do is just a little quick thing right here. Major League Baseball, three superstars traded on the deadline day. You know what I'm saying? On the trade deadline. Man, that was the most exciting thing that could possibly happen in Major League Baseball. That's all I can tell you, because from here on out, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that, man. We don't even care about baseball no more. You know, it's just, but for yesterday was their day. Ain't nothing happened. I just want to do this right quick. You know, free the OG. I just want to do this right quick for all you Clevelanders out there. Everybody listening, because this is, you know, everybody listening, everybody that call in. If you're a Cleveland fan, I just want to tell you this. You want to hold on to somebody who potentially may be a good player in Andrew Wiggins, who has a high ceiling of a player in Andrew Wiggins. You want to keep this dude. The only thing he did in summer league was do a spin move between two dudes and dunk two hands, and he blocked Nerlens Noel's shot. That's the only thing he did. Okay, in summer league. So Boogie, T-Row, can I give you a rundown of a player that you might get for this guy who could be good? Can I give you a rundown right quick? Is that okay?
Yes. Yes, you
okay.
Can.
Okay. Real quick. I'm gonna give you this. Over potential. Do you want somebody who got potential, or do you want somebody who has already been in NBA and this is what he did? 3-time NBA All Star. He's a 2-time NBA second team. He's an NBA 3-point shootout champion in 2012. Do y'all know who he beat in 2012 in 3-point shootout? I tell y'all, he beat Kevin Durant, okay? The second best player in the league behind LeBron James. I tell you that. He led all rookies in rebounds in 2008. He was ninth in the NBA total, but he led all the rookies. Okay, in 2010, he was the 19th player in NBA history to have a 30-and-30 game. That means he had 31 points, 31 rebounds. That was versus the New York Knicks, okay? That was the T-Wolves record. You know who record he defeated? That was Kevin Garnett, okay? That was the first 30-and-30 game since Moses Malone in 1982, okay? I'm going to tell you this right here. Let me finish. February 8th, 2010, that was his 38th consecutive double-double. He broke KG's record, okay, Minnesota Timberwolves record. March 13th, 2010, his double-double streak ended at 53. He had 53 straight games where he had double-digit points, double-digit rebounds. You know who had the longest before him? Since 1976, NBA-ABA merger. Okay, nobody. Since 1976, the NBA-ABA merger, nobody had a 53 streak game longer than him. Okay, I'm going to tell you that. Not to mention, let me give you a side note. He got the best outlet, okay, because he's a rebounder. He got the best outlet pass, you know what I'm saying, since Wes Unseld.
In the game.
Nobody is better. Nobody is better, okay? In 2010, NBA most improved. But we ain't going to talk about that, okay? I want to give y'all this right here. This is what get me right here. Last season, 2013-14, he is the only player in NBA history. We talk about the history since the National Basketball Association has existed with 2,000 points, 900 boards, and 100 three-point shots in a season. The only one. And let me tell you this. I want to give you this because, you know, I understand that a lot of folks think that, you know, he's a Caucasian brother, and, you know, a lot of the Caucasian brothers don't have a dog in them. But this dude right here, he got that dog in him, man. He got that real dog in him. It was back in Luis Scola. I'm trying to think of the year. Do y'all remember the year he stepped on Luis Scola's face? Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. You know what I'm saying? When he stepped on his face, but he stepped on the dude's face. And okay, I got you. February 6, 2012. Okay, he got a two-game suspension for stepping on Luis Scola's face, who played for the Pacers right now, might I add you. This is his quote, okay, after he stepped on his face. He said it was an accident, but this is his quote. He said, quote, "I mean, he fell down after the play. He just kind of laid there. I just happened to be there. I had nowhere to go. I got kind of tripped up, and I just had nowhere to step. He was right there, and it happened to be his face. So I stepped on his face." You know what I'm saying?
You need that.
So why would you want to say me giving up or you giving up somebody who you don't have no idea about? I'm going to tell you, because Edgar Wiggins scored 4 points in his last game for Kansas in the NCAA tournament. That's what he did. So you want to give that up for some potential and some ceiling for everything I just read to you dudes and told you what kind of dog he is. Not to mention, he's only 25 years old. He's 25.
Thank you.
He want to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Hey, I'm with you. Kevin Love, he going to be something serious with LeBron, because one thing about LeBron is that LeBron know how to hit that lane. And you don't want LeBron to hit that lane, because when he comes down on the side of any side, it doesn't matter. You know what time it is. And if he can get Kevin Love to hit him like that on the outlet, it's going to be major, major posters being made with LeBron and Kevin Love on the same squad.
Not only that, I'm trying to tell these silly rabbits who won't listen, a true stretch four is going to bring that power forward, who likes to rebound and play defense, by the way. He's going to bring him out the paint, because you got to go check him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that only leaves LeBron going one-on-one with his dude. You got the center in the paint. I'm going to take LeBron over that versus the power forward crashing in. I'm going to take that. Not only that. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I keep telling everybody. They keep saying, we giving up too much. We giving up Andrew Wiggins, a first-round pick at Bennett. Seriously? Okay. We got Deion Waiters, you know what I'm saying, on the book for two more years. We got Kyrie Irving, who's only, 23 years old, on the book. Kevin Love is only going to be 25 years old. Tristan Thompson is only 24 years old. So what you giving up? The only old head on the book is Mark Miller, Mike Miller and James Jones. Who else is old?
Right.
What? Well, he's 29. Everybody else is young. But hold on. Let me give you one more before I go. Yeah, we traded the first-round pick in 2018, but guess what? Cleveland got the first-round pick of Miami's next year. They got the first-round pick of the Memphis Grizzlies from number 6 to number 12 next year. They got their own next year. Then they got Miami's the year after that, and they got Miami's the year after that. So what the hell are you giving up? You ain't giving up nothing. You're still getting young. So I tell you what, there was a 1.7% chance that you would have got Andrew Wiggins, but if anybody had told me before the lottery started, I tell you what, I give you Kevin Love for your chance of getting number one and Andrew Wiggins. You know what I would have said? You're goddamn right. Take that chance. Give me Kevin Love. I'll roll the dice. I'm not talking as a fan. I'm talking as Dan Gilbert. Roll the dice, win the championship, and guess what? Three words. Four words. Show me the money. Out of that, show me the championship. Man, kiss my ass and give me my title, and y'all keep on walking. Thank y'all for taking my call. The streets are talking. When everybody's talking, everybody listen. You know why they listen? This is what we do, WWDO Radio.
What we do.
Appreciate y'all, fellas.
Hey, you only need one of them chips in your resume, man. Dallas got one. Hey, it's a happy feeling to have one, man.
Free deep free, OG scorekeeper. Man, breaking news once again. I'm sorry, world. I gave you some wrong information. I thought it was his neck. I was misinterpreted. I was looking at, you know, doing a lot of things, you know, watching various TVs, but his right leg, if you ever recall, the young guard from Louisville, used to play for Louisville, how he hurt his leg, similar to Paul George. It's so much of a bad injury that they're not showing it no more. They just showed it one time, and that was it. So last season, he was only 6 players to average 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was one of them. Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, that guy Kevin Love, and Blake Griffin were the only other guys to average over 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. He averaged, you know, 21 points a game. So, wow, that's a breaking blow for the Indiana Pacers. It's making a lot of GMs think about who they want to send over now to play in this USA basketball. To me, you know, that's why I'm not mad at Pop Roe, you know, for not letting Manu go. He's already getting old, man, back to bones. Now, so, you know what I mean?
Can't do it right now.
Yeah, man. We let my man get in, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to get it in tonight. So we just going to, you know what I'm saying, get it off and end the show. Bro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here, man?
Man, shout-out to my mama, man. She on the road this weekend. Check in with us, man. Shout-out to Dog Park Tech. Skeet a moment, man. I see y'all, man. Dog Park fed up. Everybody checking us out on the web. You know we love you, man. It's Strictly the Street. And, you know, it's what we do, man. Big shout out to the sports officials. Of course, you know, we'll be out of that gym on Sunday. And it's going down, man. So, much love to UL and my dude, L Boogie Down. You know what it is. And the big homies back there playing the music. I love you for it, baby. That music getting down, baby. I heard the music in the background.
No doubt, man. We got to get better, man. First of all, I want to thank God for letting us, as usual, letting us put it together, man. And I just want to thank greatness as well, man, because, you know, we can't be stopped. You know, shout out to, you know, T-Nick. Shout out to for listening in. T-Max, Kimo, you know, and Jiggy Johnson III. Shout out to you, Ro, the family. And, man, it's great to be back
shout
home,
out to
man. Pictures rolling.
Hey, shout out to the Hall of Fame class. Game on Sunday. The Jets, the New York Giants.
Stop me, host. Picture me rolling.
I'm listening, Rob.
Football is back.
Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Football is back. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Man, we'll see you Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But for right now, we got to get back in our cell. For T-Row, L Boogie, and all the staff at the Streets of Talking, I want to always leave you with this. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Oh, it's the Streets. Man, I can't wait till I get in the walking group, man. I'm tired of this cast. Let's go.
Jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sitting on remand, turning back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.